Episode 174 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenette. Was over at a friend's house this weekend, my wife and I, having a great time, some friends of ours. We brought some pastries over. It was a hit. It always is. You can't go wrong. I did the assorted pastries, and there's a reason why they're voted best of Montreal all the time, because they're simply the best. That's what I should say. On their box, it says, simplement délicieux, simply delicious, simply the best. There, I'm changing it. Well, they're both effective. It's Les Delices Lafrenette. Exclusive to the Drive-By Podcast, free spinach dip, their signature appetizer, a Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, happening until Wednesday, March 13th. That means any location you go to, take a screenshot image of the free spinach dip. Check out the Drive-By Podcast Instagram page. It's at Real Drive-By Podcast. And then once you do that, show that to your server. You're in. Free appy, and it's their best one, the spinach dip, with a minimum purchase of $40 in-store at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space. Episode 174. It's Freeway Frank. This is the Tuesday edition. Thank you so much for listening in. So I'm here in the evening. It's nighttime at my podcast studio. And I walk up the stairs. I'm all alone here. There's nobody around, especially at this time. I should say on the premises, but I'm mostly alone here in the studio anyway. Here's the deal. As I'm walking in here, there's about, a good 50 windows on one side. You don't see it because I'm on the second level of a separate unit here on the premises of the Drive-By Podcast. But there's a condominium with 50 windows. You ever do this? Remember Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window? It was a movie. It was a book. You could check that out, and you'll see what I mean when I talk about Rear Window. It was fantastic. It's a classic from Alfred Hitchcock. And so you wonder, I don't know if you do this, but you wonder what's going on in the lives as I get out of the vehicle, I park my vehicle, and I'm looking, and pretty much nobody has their drapes pulled. This is Montreal. It's a very voyeuristic city, okay? So I see one girl, one woman. She looks like a pretty young woman. And she's exercising, okay? So she's obviously, it doesn't look like she's on a treadmill. She's in her condo. She's exercising. I see another guy, and it looks like he's making dinner. I see another person, and they're kind of by the window, and it looks like they're watching television because the whole room is lighting up, and there's no Christmas tree or anything like that. And did you ever do that and wonder, especially if you live in the city, and it's not because you're a voyeur or you're voyeuristic and you want to get into people's business, but it's something that I do. I live out in the suburbs, and you can't do this, nor would you want to do this because it's creepy, right? But here, as I'm walking out towards from the car to my studio, I'm looking and wondering, who are these people? What are the lives of these people? What's going on in their lives? You know, so they have a condo unit. Are they renting it? Do they own it? Are they living in their parents' rented unit? Did they save up enough money to buy it? Are they going to school? What's the deal? Are they having a decent day? Are they having a bad day? These are the things that run in my mind. That person is exercising. Well, how often do they exercise? And that guy's making dinner. And what kind of dinner did he buy? Is he putting some concoction together? Or is he actually a good cook and he knows what he's doing? It's interesting to see that. Now, when I was coming over the bridge, or to at least not necessarily see it because you're not right there in front of them, I'm a pretty long distance from them. As I'm coming over the bridge into the city of Montreal, I'm looking at the Montreal skyline, I'm already thinking that. It's funny. I'm already thinking that going, well, I wonder what's going on. You ever think of that? You see the skyline and you see the city and you wonder, how many people are having sex right now? How many people right now are sleepy? How many people right now are crying? How many people right now just found out they're going to be having an amazing life celebration or a wedding, been proposed to over the weekend? How many people got fired? How many people are just found out somebody close to them passed away or ended up in the hospital? It's unbelievable when your mind starts wandering like that. And then you get closer and you have a close-up shot of the open windows. Then you start to think even more that we're not alone in this world. And I'm not trying to get too deep, but I'm trying to... I've said this with a purpose to start off the podcast. It's because we really truly have to understand that we are not in this world alone. Of course not. We sometimes, and everybody maybe does this a little bit, we live, you hear the line, they live in their own world, he lives in his own world, she's in a bubble. I like to consider myself very aware of what's around me. As a matter of fact, so much so that when I'm crossing a bridge looking into the city, I'm thinking, what are people doing? But we know one thing. We're not in this alone. We're in this together. And there's so many of us all around us. And you ever wonder when you go into a grocery store and you're shopping? And this is the way my mind works. And I have a cart. I'm pushing a cart. Another person comes the other way. They're pushing a cart. Another cart crosses. That may be the only time in your life you may cross paths with that person. You might be on vacation. I think about this on vacation too. You're on a cruise. You're on a boardwalk. You go by somebody. That might be the first and last time you ever go by that person again. Chances are, yeah, first and last. So therefore, we should always do what? I think, and I truly believe this, we should always smile. My wife and I went for a walk around the neighborhood. Our first walk of, even though it's not spring, the other day, because it was cold for a while, and my wife will walk through like winter storms. That's just the way it is. For me, no. I'm high maintenance when it comes to that. I want to walk when the weather is nice, and it was pretty mild outside over the weekend. At least one of the days was a pretty mild day. We went for a walk. And my wife says, you know, nobody smiles around here in our neighborhood. It's really rare, and she's right. You know, people look straight ahead. And I tried to smile at this one older woman that was going by. She didn't even look at us. And then I tried to smile at this one man that was going by the other side and didn't even look at us. And then there was a couple with a dog, walking a dog, didn't even look. I mean, that was three for three people. It's like we didn't even exist. They're extras in our life. We're extras in their life. How sad is that? You know, my friend and I always used to joke about that back in the 90s when, a lot of people don't know this, I was aspiring to be a screenwriter outside of doing radio and television. I always loved writing, so I wrote a lot of scripts. Back when I spent 6 months in Los Angeles, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but I spent 6 months in California around the time of the O.J. Simpson trial when that was happening, and I was aspiring to be a screenwriter. So we used to come up with all these weird ideas. As a matter of fact, we used to write all these weird ideas. One of the things that I remember us writing is that him and I, my friend and I, as the writers, we were the people that were in the moment, the people that were living, and everyone else around us, imagine the ego, and we weren't egotistic, but imagine the ego on us for me writing something like this. So it's almost like a Truman Show, but even before Truman Show came out, our whole thing was, imagine him and I, my friend and I, and everyone around us are only extras. They're extras in our lives. And we used to also do this thing where somebody would say, hey, did you guys ever read that or read that book? Or read it. We wrote it. That was our line. And it would make us laugh, my friend Alex and I. So we'd be like, read it. Yeah, we wrote it. Okay. So you're an extra. What are you talking about? You're an extra in our life. And that was our running joke for the longest time, that we were living our life wherever we ended up. And all these people around us, come on, Alex, that person's not real. They're an extra. They were supposed to walk across us right now. And now there's going to be another car driving right by us any moment. See those people? That's not real too. So this was even before, I know this sounds completely nuts, but this was even before people talking about the Matrix and we're in a Matrix and all that. So our minds were already thinking like that. Okay, so everything I just talked about to kick off this podcast, where am I going to with all this stuff? because we have seldom encounters with each other, and that one time you might pass by that person is the first and last time, we all need to at least acknowledge each other's existence. Hi would be nice. A smile would be nice. Like when I'm in the grocery store and I have a cart, I smile at everyone around me. Whether I know them, don't know them, think I know them, think they know me, whatever, I smile. Because that smile goes a long way. And that smile is important. And there are other people around us. Those people, we all share the same space, right? And so it's important that we at least acknowledge that other people are there. And I'm not asking anyone right now to say that, you know, I would never use a line. Me? I would never use the line for the greater good, okay? That's a line, by the way, that I wasn't fond of. The greater good line, because obviously you're going to do things. If you're a humanist, you're going to do things for the betterment of humans and for the planet, but you're not going to just do something because somebody tells you you have to. That's completely different. But I think the one thing that we all do need to do is smile more, acknowledge each other more, say hi to each other more. It's sad to think we're so encompassed in our lives. We're so just not aware of what's around us that we could be walking down a street and the person is right there and you just don't even look at them. It's wild to me, right? Because there's places that you could visit that would never happen. I remember when we were in Arizona for 6 months, I don't believe my wife and I walked by anyone, not once. We could not count one time that somebody went right by us during a walk where they didn't say hi or good evening or good morning or whatever. Any hiking trail, any street, any sidewalk, anywhere that they didn't say hi. Unless you're in a crowded mall, that's different. Then that would be weird because you don't want to be saying hi to everybody in a mall walking around you because you never know what they'll misconstrue that as. And then next thing you know, you have some freak or rapist following you because you smiled at them. And we all know that if a woman has to be extra careful, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but you smile at a guy, that may be misconstrued. And then some guys are so out to lunch, they think, she smiled at me, she wants me, right? And then you have more problems. So disregard, we're not singing We Are the World here, okay? We live in dangerous times. That's all I need now. A bunch of women listen to the drive-by saying, Frank told me to smile at guys in the grocery store. And next thing you know, now they're being harassed, followed. I was just saying we need to stop and say hi to each other and acknowledge each other's existence. I'm not talking about the serial killers out there lurking on you and the weirdos when you're just trying to buy avocados that are on special that are never on special anymore. Let me keep going here. Deep thoughts. Okay, no more deep thoughts. With Freeway Frank. There's a petition 75,000 Canadians have signed to end daylight savings time. Because apparently the stats point to people having accidents, people getting into serious accidents, casualties, many victims, injuries, a lot of issues with daylight savings time when you spring back or fall back, okay? Depending, either way, it's not cool. For the first time in a long time, I was up at 2:00 in the morning and I happen to be looking at my phone. It's 1:59 and all of a sudden it goes to 3. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, oh no, not this weekend. Usually I was very aware, especially when I was on morning radio. We were very aware because that we had to talk about it, right? And bring it up like 60 times in the same morning. So I was a little bit, to say the least, bothered when 2:00 became 3:00 in the morning and I knew I had to get up a little bit earlier on Sunday morning, completely forgetting. And knowing that 75,000 Canadians signed the petition, there's a lot of people throughout North America who want to put an end to this. Now, originally, this was started so that they can, I guess, do better timekeeping, right? Better use of daylight. And especially here in North America, they do it. It's a common practice. Most of Canada, United States. There are places like Saskatchewan, Western Ontario, where they've moved to permanent daylight. Now, the legislature, I think in BC, voted a couple of years back of keeping it on permanent daylight savings time. I think they are waiting for Washington State and Oregon to follow suit. Same thing with Ontario. They voted for it a few years back, but here in Quebec, not quite convinced yet, I guess. Our premier, not quite convinced. Whenever everybody decides to do it at the same time, it will no doubtedly happen, because it would be very weird if Ontario did it and Quebec didn't, and you're going to Toronto, and next thing you know, there's a 1 hour time change from Montreal to Toronto. Bizarre. Or Montreal to Cornwall, you know, it's that would cause a lot more jet lag than usual. Of course, you're either all on the same page or you're not. Too many people are changing. It's one thing when you have the normal time zones, right? Because you're actually is following the sun from east to west. But if it's not and you're making changes and you're in the same area and you're literally crossing over from one province to another and that the time changes, that would be completely bizarre. I love this meme I saw. Did we do it? Did we do it? Did we save the daylight? And I think a lot of people feel the same way the Monday after, the Saturday before, when the time changes. It's grogginess. In our cases, we lost an hour of sleep. When you fall back, at least you gain an hour. But you really feel it, don't you? At this time of the year in March? Yeah. The places that go through it, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm feeling a little more out of it here on a Monday than I usually do. Episode 174 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenesse, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store. Now also a lot of grocery items at the Brossard location on Taschereau. You can check it out. Maybe you need a custom cake for any themed birthday party. They will make you one at lesdelicelafrenesse.com. Work with a designer if you're getting married later in the year for the ultimate wedding cake. After all, it's the biggest celebration of your life, and Les Délices Lafrenesse will be there with you every step of the way. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, and happening until this Wednesday, March 13th. Take a screenshot on the Real Drive-By Podcast Instagram page. Go to @RealDriveByPodcast of your free spinach dip, and then you will get the Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar signature spinach dip absolutely free with a minimum in-restaurant purchase of $40. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Go to batonrouge.ca to find out the closest location to you. New location, number 30, coming your way in LaSalle. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. I may have complained about grocery prices before on this podcast. There is a chance, since this is 173 pods came up before this one, 174. There's a chance I've complained about grocery prices. But now more than ever, it's absolutely and utterly ridiculous. Now, I understand there are extra, more expensive charges for everything. Shipping things, I get it. Very familiar with how things and products get around. Truckers, yeah, very familiar with that. Matter of fact, I support it myself. I support me. I don't know. I supported it. I was there. So I understand. And I'm not about to sit here, just bitch and complain. But okay, but hang on a second. Why does it feel I'm shopping at the airport and not a grocery store? It's airport prices. Actually, it's more expensive than airport prices now, shopping at the grocery store. Then there's highway robbery. That's when you know you're getting ripped off. Now, I know grapes, right? Grapes are not coming from, where are they coming from? They're coming from, chances are, they're coming from California, right? So they have to be shipped. I get it. I remember when you could buy grapes, whether it was, okay, now if now by a miracle you see them for $1.99 a pound, that's a deal. I remember when you could get them for real cheap, as in half the price I just told you, or even less than that. That, forget it. It's a pipe dream now. But the other day I went through a checkout. I usually do the manual checkouts because I don't like any young kids with zit faces touching. That's all they do. Cashiers nowadays, I see them. They're like flicking their nose, then they touch my. I don't want that. But then there's one particular grocery store I go to that doesn't have the manual checkouts. So I go through. the kid rings in, and literally my wife was like, she's just looking at me. She's like, you realize you just said that out loud, right? I ring in the grapes, and I'm telling you, it's a modest bag of grapes. It's not even one of those full ones. It's literally a small bag, two handfuls of grapes, okay? And it comes out to $14, and I say, can't even catch myself. Stop what I'm about to say. I'm like, fuck, I see it come up, $14, $14.31, whatever it was, and I was like, fuck no, I'm not taking, what? Are you, $14 for grapes? That's me. And my wife's just looking at me like, you realize you're talking aloud and everybody hears you? I was like, Steph, there's no one around except for the kid, 20-year-old kid, ringing in our groceries who doesn't give a shit. And he says, yeah, very expensive. I go, yeah. He goes, will you be taking them? I go, yeah, taking them back. If you want me to take them back, I'll take. He goes, no, I'll put them here on the side. He was nice. I'll put them on the side. I'll bring them back. And Steph looks at me and she goes, well, what are we going to do? We need grapes. I go, we need grapes? Why? Well, some of the people are coming over. I was like, I'm not spending $14 for grapes. There are things. So there are other things on the conveyor belt. And I say to Steph, okay, if you're buying your whatever, women's products, whatever it is, right? That's 13, that's 14. That's a necessity. You need to spend that, Steph. No problem. I'm not saying if I ever rang that in, okay? I'd question some of the things my wife buys, and I'm like, really, you're spending that much? Well, Frank, I can't get it anywhere else. This is what, okay, whatever. But I go, Steph, do we need $14? She goes, no, that's insane. Insane. Yeah, that's straight jacket, straight to a mental institution. That's too much for me. It doesn't matter. And then, okay, we get back in the car, and I'm driving with Steph. And Steph says to me, and she's like, but you know, like if you really want something, for example, my wife, she says the ice cream I was buying, because my mom loves ice cream, she goes, the ice cream that you're buying is bad for you. So I use the app, you know, I've mentioned this before, the Yuka app. And if it doesn't ring in healthy, I don't buy anything. So I make sure everything that goes into the cart is healthy. Maybe outside the little cans of soft drinks that I'll get, mostly for get together poker nights at my house, and I keep them downstairs in the fridge. And then if I ever have to cheat and have, at least I'm having a little one, okay? I'm going to be honest. There's the truth right there. But I'm ringing in everything with this app. Steph says to me, she goes, okay, Frank. She goes, but if you really want something, you should get it. You only live once. And I go, yeah, I only live once. Sure, but 14 on grapes. She goes, well, I spent 11 on ice cream. I'm like, you spent $11 on that ice cream? She goes, well, yeah, it's organic. That's why it's so good. And I said, well, you know what, Steph? My mom loved it. You loved it. I loved it. It's $11 ice cream, but it's ice cream. I know it's only ice cream, but it's non-toxic. It's $11 for good ice cream. But $14 for grapes? I'm sorry. I can't pay that. If I have to spend $50,000 on something and that's the price, no problem. But I'm not going to spend $60,000 on it if the price is $50. You get what I'm talking about here? The point I'm making, it has nothing to do with the price of grapes. It's the price of anything. If we know what the price of anything is, and then we know it's gone up because of inflation or whatever, okay, so this is the price, and I'll never get grapes again in my entire life, and like $14 is now the price of grapes, I have no choice. If I want to eat grapes, I have to spend $14, but I know. You're not going to fool the fool here. I know that that just doesn't make sense. It's the store we were in. It's bio. Who knows how many fucking trucks brought it over to Quebec. I don't know where these grapes come from, right? But it doesn't matter. The whole point is I'm not paying for them. So I look at my wife and I go, Steph, do you realize that if I had, okay, I'm Elon Musk money, or for that matter, any kind of money where it's like beyond FU money, beyond, to the point where like literally you're one of the richest people in the country. I go, Steph, I wouldn't buy $14 grapes. And she looks at me, my wife gives me this look on the way home like, yeah. She goes, yeah, okay. I go, no, Steph, you don't understand. You can take the kid out of the household that I grew up in, but you can't take the household out of me. This is the way I grew up. I am not giving $14, over $14 for a bag of grapes, and I'm not frugal and I'm not cheap, to the corporations, whoever the corporations are that's milking me, there is no way I'm paying that. It doesn't matter how much money I make. I'm not giving them that. And it's not about being cheap. It's about the principle. If you're out for a night on the town and you're hanging out with people, I know the prices of everything. If you're in a really high-end restaurant, which Montreal has tons of them, and that's the price, that's the price. And you buy a bottle and that's the price, well, I know that that bottle is three times less in a liquor store. I know it's two and a half times less. But if I want to drink it in that restaurant, that's the price, I'll pay for it. So I told Steph, you've seen me do it. And I don't even question it because I know where I am. If I'm buying something that I know is usually a certain price, and I'm not talking a dollar difference, okay? I'm not that cheap. If the grapes are usually 13 and now they're 14, I'm still buying them. But if I purchase grapes, which I did about 2 weeks ago, and they were on sale somewhere, okay, and I bought them for $4. Like, I kid you not. I don't know where this special came out of, but, and I did the old Italian lady. I picked one out, right? And I put it in my mouth. I wiped it and I ate it just to make sure they were good. And if anybody tells me anything, I'll tell them, too bad. If you want me to buy the grapes, I got to do the old school Italian lady style trial, right? Put it in my mouth. Okay. So I tried. Oh, this is good grapes. Okay. Because I was like, this is impossible. $4 for a bag of grapes. But I paid them $4 about 2-3 weeks ago somewhere. Miraculously, then my wife does the whole, you know, in vinegar with our reverse osmosis kinetical water, take out all the dirt, splash it, do this, so we'll make sure any junk that's on this, on these grapes, it's now the cleanest grapes in Montreal are in my home. And if they're $4, okay, great. But if they're over $14, zero chance I'm gonna buy them. So if I know they're available for $4, why would I pay $10 more? It's the same thing with gas and now with the carbon tax. And I know what the price of fuel is at the gas stations I go to. So now if all of a sudden gas in one corner is a certain price and it's 10 cents to 15 cents more at another one, if you go through filling up, because I fill up the entire tank, I don't do $10, $20, I fill up $10 to $15 difference, you're talking anywhere between $6 to $7.50 a fill up. Sometimes it's even more, right? Sometimes it could be $9, $10 a count, $12. You're doing that every week, it's money out the window. It's $50 a month, it's $60 a month, it's $70 a month, it's $800 a year, it's $900 a year. Just for that. It's the same thing with the person that goes out and buys the Starbucks coffee. By the way, full of shitty coffee to begin with. And then you're buying a coffee every day. There's people I know, they buy a Tim Hortons every day. And it's $2.50 here and another $2.50 there. You know, and you add it up during the course of a week, it's $20, $30. I mean, do some quick math here. It's $120, $130 a month. Even if it's $100 a month, it's $1,200 a year. Out of what? Pure laziness. So add the coffee I just mentioned, then add the grapes, then add the gas. That's three things right there. And you're talking thousands of dollars a year on coffee, fuel, and grapes. It's like Rodney Dangerfield had this joke a long time ago. It's like, hey, did you see the price of grapes lately? That's not why I brought it up, but I actually remember the joke. Have you seen the price of grapes lately? I said, the grapes are so expensive, I gotta go to an orgy to eat them. Not that I've been to one lately or ever. No respect. That's my Rodney Dangerfield. But that's it. That's the whole point. It's thousands of dollars. Then you wonder why. Some people have money and some people don't. And some people just blame luck and whatever. No, it's not. It starts and ends here in front of us. If we make the right decisions, financial decisions. I just mentioned three things right there that can save you literally thousands. For some, it's hundreds, but it's hundreds here and hundreds there and hundreds there. If you're making the right decisions on a regular basis, year after year, you're going to have more money in the end when you need it the most. And there's a reason why people are broke all the time. It's because they just put anything into the cart and they just don't care. I see some people shopping, especially at some of these high-end places. I go to some places that I'm not saying that I'm this high-end guy, but sometimes we'll go to these certain grocery stores that sell bio products, whatever the case is, a better food, cleaner living, whatever. And then I see some of these people and what they're putting in their carts. They're putting the $14 grapes. And then they're putting the $20 tomatoes. And then they're putting the $10 milk. And then, even though we do buy organic milk, and that's another $8, which is... You get my point. My point is, but some people are stuffing that cart and they don't even think twice. And it's the same people that say, I love going to Costco. Yeah, but is it possible that every time I go to Costco, okay, I stopped going to Costco for a reason, by the way. They wouldn't let me in during a certain time in our life, okay? They rejected my entrance, so I gave up my cart. There's a certain part of me that wants to go back because I miss going and buy some of the stuff. But a lot of people end up going to Costco and spending way more money just because they want to buy bulk, and then they end up throwing away half of the food or even forgetting they have the food wherever they put the food, stored it in the freezer. Like, it's like a squirrel, right? Trying to save a nut. That's what we are with Costco. Do I need to spend all that money? No, I don't. Simply put, no, I don't. If I could shop for the next couple of days, that's the way I would live my life. I try to live my life. When you have kids, I know that's hard. I know when you have a big family, I know it's hard. But it's that whole concept of living in Europe and living in Italy. They shop within a few days of the meal, or even the very day of the meal. They're not shopping weeks and weeks in advance, even though they have gone to that style, that North American style as well. But that's the way, I think, that's the way you save and have money left. Everybody complains. It's hard, yeah, but it's even harder when you're completely and utterly reckless. Episode 174 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices La Frenette, Simplement Délicieux, 5 Montreal stores, Saint-Léonard, the original hub, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, Brossard, their newly expanded store, cakes always available, custom cakes for you, pastries, freshest cakes, deli meats, coffee you can take to have there or to go at the Brossard location, Taschereau. It's Les Délices La Frenette. .com, simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar has an exclusive deal for Drive-By Podcast listeners. If you're listening to this podcast, you've been to Baton Rouge, you know how good their spinach dip is. If you don't, well, you need to go try it. And you'll be able to try it absolutely free until Wednesday, March 13th. If you spend a minimum $40 at the restaurant, you'll get their signature spinach dip, which is about $20 or so. Great deal, right? Absolutely free. Just take a screenshot of the free spinach dip coupon at Real Drive-By Podcast, and I'll see you there. Baton Rouge, 29 locations, including the brand new one opening in LaSalle, making it restaurant number 30. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. If you enjoyed this podcast, please 5-star it on Spotify or review or comment on Apple. Check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. It's Freeway Frank. Thanks so much for listening. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.